are available at cardinals.com/promotions.
Trevor brings home another, and it's a swing and a miss, and he strikes out the side.
Are you in charge of a charity event? Maybe a neighborhood festival? Maybe some construction at the house? What do all of those events have in common? Bathrooms. Everybody has to go to the bathroom. So what are you going to do? R&R Sanitation Porta Potties. They're the only union toilet company on the Missouri side of the river. If you didn't have R&R Sanitation, you wouldn't have Mardi Gras in St. Louis. You wouldn't have the Cottonville St. Patrick's Day Parade. You wouldn't have the St. Patrick's Day in Dogtown or downtown. R&R Sanitation. They're bigger, means they're cleaner, longer. The only union toilet on the Missouri side of the river. Better service. They're picked up and dropped off at a moment's notice. And yes, Martin, if you want it on the parade route, you can get it. R&R Sanitation, 314-776-4000. That's 314-776-4000. R&R Sanitation. They're bigger, they're better, they're cleaner. Don't use the competition. R&R Sanitation. They want your stinking business. R&R Sanitation.
Hi, folks. Bob Candace here of Candice's Restaurant with some great news for Mother's Day. Candice's will be serving Mother's Day brunch all day long. Enjoy a variety of carved meats, including roast beef, Virginia pit hams, carved turkey, along with many breakfast items. And also some of your Candice favorites, like fettuccine, toasted ravioli, and tortellini. For reservations, call 636-220-8989. We're located at Holloway Road in Manchester. Candice's, because you love great food.
Hey, Carney here. Want to let you know we're taking the Carney Show out along with Kara Sneed to a remote broadcast from Chandler Hill Vineyards in Defiance, Wednesday, May 16th from noon to 3. We'll be talking about their 50s party the following Saturday with Elvis performing. Chandler Hill will also have a Memorial Day 5K and 10K run, plus live music and Memorial Day celebrations honoring Focus Marines. So remember, catch the Carney Show live from Chandler Hill Vineyards from noon to 3, Wednesday, May 16th. We'll see you there.
Hi, everybody. McGraw and Millhaven here. I'm glad May is here because that means it's barbecue season, and that means you need to get over to St. Louis Home Fires, St. Louis's number one grill and smoker dealer. KTRS's very own Inside Out show with John Shea and Jim McMillan will be broadcasting live Saturday from 11 to 1. You'll find great deals on grills, smokers, and so much more. Meet and ask Frank Schmier all the questions in the world about barbecue. Saturday from 11 to 1, St. Louis Home Fires, 15053 Manchester Road in Baldwin, or go to stlouishomefires.com.
Hi, everybody. Terry Hall here. If you're buying or selling a home and you like what you hear on This Week in Real Estate, then call me. With my help, when buying or selling a home, you'll get expert advice, direction, marketing, financing, correct pricing, the whole nine yards. I pride myself in helping people get where they're going with the least amount of complications or surprises. Buying or selling a home? Call me, Terry Hall, at 314-220-0524. That's 220-0524. And listen to This Week in Real Estate, Sundays from 1 to 3, right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Meat and soda crackers.
That's good eating. That's some of the best eating there is. Potted meat and soda crackers. Next to vienna sausages. Them are good eating. Vienna's.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the May 8th edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by First Community Credit Union. That's where I bank. You say, wait a minute, make up your mind. Is it a bank or is it a credit union? It's a credit union. And you can do all your banking at a credit union. It's essentially the same thing as a bank, except ask the customers and they'll tell you they think it's better. Nah, they think for a lot of reasons it's better. You'll decide once you become a member, and I hope you'll think about that. Let's do this.
Hey!
I cannot tell you how many times I've gotten emails saying, Without that guy at the control board, this show would be nothing. Yeah, I can. I've never gotten that. But it is an important job. A job many people take for granted, but not me. Our control board operators in the Control Board Hall of Fame. There's not one yet, but there will be, and he'll be in it. His name is Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stiefel Nicholas, and it never gets to...
It never hurts.
Oh, my goodness.
What?
Brain.
Are you okay?
Yes.
Brain freeze.
I hope I didn't have a... Never mind.
It never hurts to get a second opinion on anything, and why not with your financial advice? So, get an absolutely free second opinion with Mark and Jason. For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
Dan Strauss is in the house. He won't mess his part up with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
See, not a mistake.
No.
Not a hiccup. You can learn from Dan. Take a lesson. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven. And Rat Boy's mad. He's mad because he says he doesn't appreciate that sometimes we make statements and make it look like he's a buffoon and he's not really an important part of the show. And for that, he's on strike. And
really?
For, yep. And for the entire rest of the day, he is not going to say... What is it you're not going to say?
Jeez.
Yeah, not going to say that. That's
wow.
His way of punishing us.
I don't think he can.
Well,
do
the
it.
Show won't be the same. I'll tell you that. And by the way, you just did say it by saying you're not going to say it. That's how stupid you are. He's really mad. He just walked out. Give it up for Bruce Limperist and the All Boy Orchestra. Yeah. Come on. As Mike Evans said, come on, man. Well, that's Eubanks. That was, what was his name?
Kevin Eubanks.
Come on, Jay. Come on, man. Boy, do I not miss him. Oh, I don't miss him because Jay's not even there. But after he left, there was no real void on the show. You notice that?
Yeah.
It's like Kevin Eubanks left and nobody noticed.
Oh, you're killing me, Jay.
So Jay yesterday on an interview, he's, some kind of a political stand he's taken on something. And he had his crowd gathered and he was mad. I don't know if it was those missing girls in Nigeria or what it was, but... Boy, I think Jay's packed on a bunch of pounds.
Yeah, yeah.
Hasn't he?
Yeah.
He was...
Wouldn't it be funny if they get divorced now just because he's home more?
Oh, Mavis. Now you got a story.
Yeah, because he was never home.
No, I mean, I think he would work like, 12, 14-hour days, and then the weekends he would go do stand-up.
And when people say, wow, his marriage has lasted so long, well, maybe that was the secret.
Yeah.
They didn't have a chance to get tired of each other. He was hardly ever there. We are brought to you by First Community Credit Union. This Saturday, 2 days from now, if you turn this station on at 7 o'clock in the morning, you will hear a guy named Paul Warner. Paul is a radio veteran. Paul is actually a big deal. Not that he's not a big deal now, but he was a, Monday through Friday big deal on several stations, WRTH, KSDAM, when it was years ago, this place on the dial, KUSA. And then after that, I don't know if that was the last stop, and then he retired about... My goodness, like 20, 22 years ago from radio, and was not heard again until we reintroduced the world to him on the yard sale. And the reason I mentioned the yard sale on Saturday morning is that it's sponsored exclusively by First Community Credit Union. And it's great radio to listen to because it's, I think, about the only time that I know of on the radio where you can listen for 2 hours. And there are only four commercials an hour. Every 15 minutes, there's one mention of First Community Credit Union and no other clutter, no other commercials. And that's what you'll get from 7 to 9. If you've never heard it, I think you'll be hooked once you listen to it once. And we thank the folks at First Community Credit Union for making that possible, because without them, I honestly don't know if the show would still be on the air. Sponsorships are getting... And loyalty, getting tougher to come by. First Community Credit Union. Check them out. Go online. Go to their website. Ask anybody who banks there. Go in and get some literature. Have some popcorn. Please tell them the reason you're there is because you're AM and the PM. In fact, if you're a current customer or member, you might remind them every once in a while when you go in, hey, I'm AM and the PM. And if it's some young Turk working there that doesn't even know what that means, well, they need to go find out what it means. First Community Credit Union, firstcommunity.com.
Young what? Young Turk?
Turk. Young Turk.
What's a Turk?
It's an expression. He's young
Rod
Turk.
Stewart. Rod Stewart did a song, Young Turks.
Yeah,
really?
Idiot.
I've never heard. Okay.
Go back to school.
I learned another thing.
Education.
Learning show.
Yeah. I don't really know what it means, but I've heard it before. Maybe it means something really bad. No, it could. It could. I don't know.
Let me see. How do you spell it?
I know that when you call young people young turds, that's not not nice.
T-U-R-C-K-S.
Yeah.
Right.
Young Turks was a Turkish nationalist reform party in the early 20th century.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I can find about it.
Kind of rebels, do their own thing. A lot of young people, they think they know a lot. They don't know what AM and the PM means. They need to be educated to that. Oh, my goodness. Let's see. Where do we start? Friends of Kids with Cancer. Folks, I'm throwing myself out there. I'm sacrificing an evening of my own time to have dinner and bring my wife to dinner and Annie Gunn's, but I'm doing it not out of selfishly because I like their filet mignon and their appetizers and that shrimp. That's not about me. I'm doing it, giving of myself so that Friends of Kids with Cancer can get some money. So I welcome your bids. I need two couples to go to dinner with me and my wife. I have a $1,000 bid. I'll just tell you that's not going to do it. This is Friends of Kids with Cancer. These are children with cancer. I want money so that those, not just those kids, but their parents, there's a lot of great things that happen because of that money, and it's not just about research and cure. A lot of times it's helping make that whole situation a little, there's no good word for it, not nicer, but a little easier to get through if there's certain things that are done, accommodations are available, and that's what Friends of Kids with Cancer provides. So let's kick it in here. Again, you know who you are if you have some money. I need $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 for two couples to go to dinner. You think that sounds like a lot? You say, I get it every year. I'll get it this time. We're just dragging our feet a little bit like we did with that other thing we just did for the trivia night. We got the money, though. I don't back up when it comes to stuff like this kids with cancer thing, so FrankOpinion@yahoo.com if you want to shoot me an email, tell me what you're willing to cough up. Give me your number and I'll call you, too. Tonight at 8 o'clock on NBC, which is Channel 5, the American Comedy Awards. Were you familiar? Were you aware this was going to be on tonight?
No.
Bill Cosby will get the Johnny Carson Award tonight. I'll watch it. I like comedy, and I think that should be a good show. Now, something happened to me the other day that has happened before, and it's one of those things you really don't think about, but now when I say this, maybe you will. I was playing a little tennis with a guy who is far side of middle-aged, okay, maybe a little past middle-aged, and he fell. And we were playing at it's like an apartment complex tennis court, and he happened to have a way to play on that court. Either he knew somebody that lived there, and they said, oh, come play at our courts anytime you want. So we're playing there, and he fell. Now, he didn't get hurt seriously, but when he hit the deck, it's a hard surface, he didn't move. And I went over, and he said, I think I hit my head. And he was okay, but it made me realize something. If I had to call 911, I said, oh my goodness, I'm playing tennis with this guy and he's not breathing, he's unconscious. They go, where are you? I didn't know where I was. I didn't know the street we were on.
Oh, man.
No, I'm serious.
Really?
But I'll promise you, there are times where you're somewhere, you don't really know where you are. It happens to me all the time. I may leave an office, an appointment, and I may make a couple of turns, and then if I hit something and had to call, they go, where are you? I don't know. I don't know the street. I don't know. Now, I guess you could look at your phone if you know how to do it and go, here's the longitude, latitude. But by the time you do all that, you can bleed to death or something.
Right.
So it's kind of a good idea to know where you are. And I realized at the time when he kind of was okay, I said, where are we? I said, you know, what street is this on that we turned off of to come into this little entrance to this apartment complex? And he gave me the street name. And I said, what's the actual name of the complex? And he told me that. I said, man, I didn't even know that. I wouldn't know where to tell them. Can they automatically find your phone if you call 911 on a cell phone?
Cell phones?
I don't know.
I'm not sure about that.
They might be able to.
I'm not either. Now, if they can, that's fine. But I don't know that all phones do that or that all departments have the equipment to I don't know. So know where you are.
Or they know how to ask questions that can
find you where you are pretty quick.
Yeah, but man, oh man, that's all costing time. Well, I don't know. I remember I turned off of, and I went about a mile. That's pretty vague. So just know where you are. I think it's a good idea. I watched a little last night on, and I think it was the Learning Channel, TLC, the Long Island Medium. I've mentioned her before. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to think nobody listening to this show is stupid enough to buy into her crap. I'll tell you what I saw until I was so disgusted I had to tune away. The first thing I noticed was a couple of people who you could tell were completely sold that she had the ability to talk to their dead relatives. They honestly, I think, believe that crap. And one woman came up to her, and before they were really very far into the conversation, and the woman, I guess, wanted her to talk to her dad who passed away or something, the Long Island Medium, whatever that skank's name is, said to the woman, "Do you have children?" And she said, "No." She said, And then the woman says, "I'm pregnant." And this Long Island Medium then spun it to make it seem like, I knew it. The thing I did when I pretended right. to be a psychic. And I just thought, wait a minute, if you're psychic, you would never have asked her, does she have children?
You'd say, are you pregnant?
You would have said, I see that you're pregnant.
Exactly.
Why can't people see through that?
I don't know.
Go back a couple of steps and go back and see what the questions were prior to the one, that dazzled you. And you'll realize they literally get you to tell them things. Now, I know that people go, well, then how do you explain that she knew the woman's brother's name was Robert? Well, she didn't know that. There is no such thing as a psychic. You can argue me with this till the cows come home, as they say. I don't know what that means. It's not true.
They want to believe in it, though. Usually the people that go to that want to, either for some reason, they have a loved one that's passed or something. They want to.
So, I know they do.
So they're blinded by, you know, the...
They're blinded by depression. They're blinded by sadness. They're mourning. I get that.
They're blinded to the process of how they get to those answers.
But there was a woman on there who had renovated an old theater. It was an off-Broadway thing. And this Long Island Medium is telling her that your dad's smiling. She's telling the woman what facial expressions her dead dad had, and said, he's so proud of you. And the woman said, yeah, I hope he is. She says, no, he is. He's telling me, hang on, he's telling me right now how proud of you he is. Do you know how easy that is to do? I mean, how do you prove that? It's just bunk. It's just ridiculous.
Right, and we go back to, it's never negative. Well, I see your dad, and he's very unhappy
exactly.
with how things ended with you.
By the way, your dead dad says he hates you more now in death than he hated you in life. Yeah, you're right. It's never sad. There's a tip right there that it's not legit. Congratulations to Tom Price and to his wife, Candy. They are second time around grandparents as of this morning, a little granddaughter. Congratulations. Right. Tom is an older man, and he certainly is old enough to be a grandpa several times over. He's a lot older than I am, but congratulations, Tom. I sent him an email, told him what kind of really expensive cigars I like. Don't send me that It's a Girl, a Dutch Master stuff.
Oh, no.
That's not a good friend. If you want to know another example of something that will make you say, I cannot believe that much time has gone by, I have one for you. Next month, it'll be 20 years since the O.J. murders. 20.
Wow.
And this is not a Mike Evans deal where I got my numbers messed up. It was 1994.
Wow. I remember.
Isn't that incredible?
Yes.
Wow. If you said, okay, how long ago was that? I'd say, 12, maybe. Not 20. It was 20 years ago. Quick suggestion for people, please return your phone calls. For some reason this week, I've had two examples of people that I call, and they say, I'll call you right back.
Mm.
And they never call me back. And it was pretty important. You know, that's a slap in the face to people. And you're telling them you don't think they're important, or what it was they wanted to talk to you about is important. So return your phone calls, for goodness sakes. And lastly, again, the request is out. peon needs a picture to sign of a woman with big boobs, and we prefer it be a listener. Your name does not have to be attached. It's part of our prize package for our talent show. So if you have nice big boobs,
yeah, we don't need your face. Just hold up a sign above the.
Take it easy, face. We won't.
Well, I mean, if you choose not
one
to,
without a face,
right? If you know, if you'd rather not have the.
But like Peon said, to prove you're a listener, have something next to your boobs that you're holding up, even a piece of paper with AM and the PM written on it, will know you're a real listener. He'll sign it and give it to the winner. This is not about us. People say, they just want pictures of women with big boobs.
No.
We see lots of big boobs.
You can see those
women
anywhere.
Throwing themselves at us. We don't need that. This is for you. We do all this for you. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
People have different ideas of what hell is. I know the Bible refers to fire and brimstone, and depending on what religion or what variation of that religion, you know, and you have an idea of what hell is if you believe in hell. And this is a story of a guy who dies and goes to hell, and he meets Satan, and Satan explains to him, he says, I'm going to take you into some rooms. They're huge rooms. They're so big you can't see the end of you. It's just never ending. And there are different levels of hell, and I guess the only good thing about hell is you get to pick your hell. You get to pick which version of hell you want to spend eternity in. And he says, I'm going to tell you, it is eternity. There's no turning back, and there's no end to it. It's eternity. Now let's go in the first room, and he opens a door, and the dead guy who's gone to hell hears yelling and screaming, and it doesn't sound like the kind of yelling and screaming kids having a good time at the park. It sounds like blood-curdling yelling and screaming, but it looks like an amusement park. Then he realizes it is kind of an amusement park, but it's an amusement park with no safety precautions, no belts or lap bars on the roller coasters, nothing to restrain or hold people in. So he sees the bodies of people being flung from Ferris wheels and roller coasters up against concrete walls, splattered, cracked, smashed. They fall to the ground, and an assistant gets up, makes them get on the ride again because there's no death in hell. It's eternal pain. He looks at what looks like to be a water slide and realizes it's not really a water slide. It's a razor blade slide. They're sliding, people are sliding nude down edges of razor blades, slitting and ripping their buttocks open, landing in a vat of lemon juice. And then they made to get up and slide down it again. It's unbelievable torture. He goes, no, Satan, no, take me out of here. And Satan slams the door. He says, that's not the one for you. He says, no, please show me another choice. So he opens the next door. This door is a room as far as you can see, everything, the floor, the walls, the furniture, the appliances, everything in it is red hot coals, hot as a blackjack's iron, just glowing red hot. People are screaming and hoo-ha, they can't walk, they can't sit down, they can't lean. The walls are red hot coals. You can't lean, you can't stand, you can't sit, no matter what you do. Your skin is constantly burning and smoking and the smell of burnt flesh. Yeah. And there's no end to it because you don't die. You just get, they're referred to as sixth-degree burns continuously for eternity. He goes, no, Satan, please close the door. Closes the door. He says, you're going to have to make a choice. There's only one room left. And he opens the door, and as far as the guy can see, like looking out over the ocean, you can't see the end of it, is a sea of fresh horse manure. And it's not dry, it's runny diarrhea type horse manure. Slushy, sloppy manure, 5 feet deep. And people standing in it as far as you can see, up to their necks, they're holding their chins up above the manure. And above it also, their arms and their cups of coffee. They're drinking coffee, holding it above the manure, slurping it, not to get it down in the manure. And the guy says, whew, phew. He says, is that, that's manure. The devil says, not just manure. The horses in hell, and there are millions of them, are given the strongest laxative to make sure they keep producing the runniest, sloppiest, most diarrhea-like manure there is. That's what they're standing in, 5 feet deep. And the guy says, and is that coffee they're drinking? He says, yes. He says, Satan, I'll take this. He says, now you do know this is eternity. There's no backing out. Once the door is closed, you're here forever. He says, yeah, I saw the other rooms. I'll take it. Okay. Door closes. The guy wades out into the manure up to his neck. As soon as he gets out there, a voice over the loudspeaker says,
Okay, coffee break's over. Back on your heads.
Meep, meep. Let's see how traffic looks right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Just got a report of a stalled vehicle on westbound 70 just past the, or westbound 40 past the Boone Bridge, blocking the left lane on westbound 40. I'm sorry. Westbound 44, you've got some rain in the area, so slow traffic from Jamison through Elm. Eastbound 44, you've got some heavy traffic from Elm through Laclede Station. And then also westbound 44, you're slow from the Merrimack River Bridge out through Bowl. Southbound 270, stop at Go Page through Doherty Ferry. Same thing on eastbound 270, McDonald through New Florissant. On eastbound 40, heavy traffic now between Timberlake Manor and Mason. We're slow from the Union Station to the Poplar Street Bridge. Once you get over the bridge, eastbound 5564 is really stacked up from the Poplar Street Bridge to the 70 split, and then 64 remains slow eastbound through Highway 111. Southbound 170, you're stop and go north of Olive down through 40. Northbound 170, slow from 70 up through Frost. And westbound 70, you've got a couple slow pockets between 170 and Lindbergh and Mid Rivers Mall Drive through Timber or T.R. Hughes. This traffic report is brought to you by Advil Congestion Relief, the only cold medicine that delivers a 1-2 punch at pain and sinus pressure with Advil Plus, a proven nasal decongestant in a single pill. Use as directed. Find at Walmart. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland of the Big 550 KTRS.
Here's what you missed on the Martin Kilcoin Show.
Two-time Oscar winner Kevin Spacey.
Marty, how are you?
I'm wondering, though, if there are spoiler alerts for Kevin Spacey's friends. Or they say, well, I'm a season behind. Hold on. I'm a couple episodes behind. Don't tell me what happens to your character. Do you get that?
Oh, I believe in the fact that we're in a non-spoiler generation. I think it's really cool. Nobody cares anymore that something's on at 8 o'clock on Tuesday. You know, they want to watch it at their own pace.
If I asked you to do a little Carson, is that too cliche?
No, it's not too cliche, but I don't normally work on the... What day of the week is it? Yeah, I don't normally work on this day. I'm normally off.
The Martin Kilcoin Show, along with Randy Naughton, weekdays at 10 on KTRS.
Our phones have been ringing off the hook with people who don't want to pay for an appraisal when their home loan doesn't get approved.
That'll never happen at Golden Oak Lending. This is Bob Ellman. If we can't close your loan, the appraisal is free.
If some lender asks for your credit card, hang up the phone and call Golden Oak Lending at 314-567-GOLD.
We don't need your card because at Golden Oak Lending, you pay nothing out of pocket.
We've been here in St. Louis for 14 years. Why would you go anywhere else?
Are you paying monthly PMI? Our mortgage insurance, we have a program that eliminates it, even if you don't have 20% equity. Find out if we can save you money.
Get a lower rate and a no-risk appraisal at Golden Oak Lending. Call 314-567-GOLD, 567-4653.
Golden Oak Lending, short my blues.
Rates are down to 3.375 fixed, 15-year APR 3.807, NMLS 1149-37, 111 Westport Plaza, St. Louis, Missouri. Call 567-GOLD.
Would you like to take care of your yard? I'd like to take care of my yard, but I was always afraid to until I found Dynagreen. Dynagreen is produced right here in St. Louis. It's formulated and produced in the Midwest for Midwest lawns exclusively. You talk to anybody who knows anything about lawn and garden and mention the name Dynagreen, they almost have a cult-like following. Dynagreen for years has been making products for commercial landscapers. Well, now they're making products and packaging for the retail market, you and me. Now, you and I can take advantage of that Dynagreen product. At Dynagreen, they support your local neighborhood dealer, so ask for it by name. That's right, Dynagreen. Go into your independent lawn and garden dealer and ask for it by name. Dynagreen makes their products specifically for our yards. The picture perfect lawn, you need Dynagreen or DynagreenInfo.com.
Available at Zappington Garden Shop, Planted in Stone, and Kirkwood Material Supply.
Brand X Construction.
Do you guys do solar?
Do what?
Solar, as in getting energy from the sun?
Sure, yeah.
So, tell me about your qualifications.
Well, we're willing to try anything. Yeah.
Oh, I should have called G2 Power.
Don't trust your solar installation to amateurs. Call the local pros at G2 Power at 314-839-1609. They have 10 years of experience in the Midwest, and because they're local, they stand behind their products and service what they sell and install. G2 Power is known for honesty, integrity, efficiency, and careful cleanup after the job is done. The sunshine may be free, but utility costs are going up. Now's the time to go solar and save some serious cash. And G2 Power won't send some pushy guy to take your money, then run for the border.
Hey, I resemble that remark.
For solar power and solar water heaters, call locally owned and operated G2 Power at 314-839-1609, 314-839-1609, or go to g2power.com.
Hi, this is Frank Blair from Schnars Hardware, here with Glenn Kramer from G.R. Robinson, makers of George's Magic Mix. Hi, Glenn.
Hey, Frank.
Can you tell us what makes George's Magic Mix so special?
Sure. What we do is we start with seed that has proven to grow well here in St. Louis. But even the best flour doesn't guarantee the best bread.
Really?
So when you mix Schnars advice with George's Magic Mix, that will provide you with a lawn you will be very proud of.
Those are great reasons. Maybe we should start calling you the man behind the mix.
Yeah, I kind of like that, Frank. Almost like a superhero of lawn care.
My hero.
That's right.
So come into Schnars and let us help you pick the magic mix that's best for you.
Stores like Schnars have the personnel who can answer your questions and guide you all year long with your grass growing needs.
Schnars Hardware, where we don't charge for the popcorn or the advice. We're open 7 days a week, so call us at 314-993-0910 or for location hours or to shop online, go to schnars.com.
I'm Car Gal from Meyer Honda, the Metro East's only Honda dealer. Let's go to line two and talk to Vicki in Freeburg.
Hi, Car Gal. Brian and I have decided it's time for an SUV. We're both outdoor people, so we need the cargo space, and we plan to start a family soon, so we'll need it to be roomy. Any ideas?
Just one. Take a trip to Meyer Honda and try on the new Honda CR-V. It's stylish yet functional, very roomy, and a great value right now at Meyer Honda.
That sounds perfect. What does CR-V stand for anyway?
Classy Ride Vicky.
Oh, good answer. I guess we'll head to Meyer Honda.
I think that's a good answer. You meet the nicest people in a Meyer Honda.
See the new Honda CR-V as well as the complete line of Hondas now at Meyer Honda. And get special pricing with financing rates as low as 0.9% on remaining new 2013 and select 2014 Hondas. Meyer Honda has a model that's perfect for your needs and lifestyle. The Metro East's only Honda dealer. Meyer Honda, O'Fallon, Illinois. MeyerHonda.com.
Disclaimers at cnctaxprogram.com. If the IRS claims you owe back taxes, you could qualify for a special tax program, and you won't make any payments to the IRS. That's right, I said if you qualify for the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Get ready to write down the most important number you may ever need to finally end your IRS nightmare. This toll-free number should only be used if you can't afford to pay any money to the IRS. Call 800-989-9241 now to see if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you're accepted, the IRS must stop all collection activities against you. No more threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments or bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Just call 800-989-9241 now to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. You won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call 800-989-9241 now. That's 800-989-9241. 800-989-9241. Again, 800-989-9241.
You've walked through 18 open houses. Your feet hurt and your head is buzzing. Living in a van is starting to sound strangely appealing. But then you hear it. The sound of hope. Of Zillow. You glance at your phone to see a three-bedroom Craftsman in the right school district. It's perfect and it just showed up on your phone. Like magic. So sign up for mobile alerts and we'll send you homes that fit your criteria when they hit the market. And to think, you wanted to live in a van. Zillow, find your way home.
I'm Larry Connors. You know, for almost 40 years I've been in St. Louis, building credibility and trust. Of course, no one just gives you trust. You have to earn it every day. That's what John Beal's family has done for 65 years. A roofing company doesn't stay around long unless it does the customers right. So I'm proud to represent the John Beal family, and when you need help with your roof, call John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
When it comes to mom, you can get her something ordinary. Or you can give her the perfect gift that suits her personal style from J.A. Whitney, a gift boutique. Pamper her with luxurious, relaxing bath and body products or celebrate her spirit of fashion with personalized jewelry or stylish accessories from J.A. Whitney, a gift boutique. And complimentary gift wrap is included with every gift purchase from J.A. Whitney, located on the corner of Clayton Road and Mason Road in Town and Country. For more, go to jawhitney.com.
The Home Depot has 1 gallon knockout roses at just $9.88 each. Knockouts are the heavyweight champs of roses and bloom year after year. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot.
bottle of wine, fruit of the vine. When you gonna let me get sober?
When? When you gonna let me get sober?
Leave me alone, let me go home.
He's here. He's Mike Evans, and he's brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and Smokehouse Market in Chesterfield Valley. Running about a minute or two behind schedule. We'll get it made up, I promise. Don't forget Annie Gunn's Smokehouse Restaurant. Mother's Day's coming up. If it's too late for reservations, don't forget the Smokehouse Market. That's what we'll be doing Sunday with my daughter-in-law and my wife and my mother-in-law, three mothers together. We're going to pick up some stuff at Smokehouse, take it home, and have a great Sunday afternoon. Ladies and gentlemen, here is Mike Evans.
Give it up! St. Louis, pop quiz question. Tonight, the NFL draft. Holding court will be the commissioner of the Shield, Roger Goodell. Now, my question is, how much does Roger Goodell make a year as the NFL commissioner? $24 million a year?
Whoa!
$34 million a year?
Ooh.
$44 million a year? Give you the answer in a minute. Public service announcement from me to you. Yes, Mother's Day coming up Sunday. Don't wait till the last minute. May not be able to get into Annie Gunn's because Sunday they're going to be packed, but like Frank says, you can go in to go. You can go in early, maybe Friday or Saturday. Don't forget Mother's Day. TV News, America's number one news anchor, Brian Williams, gets to work about half the time using New York subway system. I just think it's cool. Instead of a limo, he's taking the subway to work.
It may be cool, but it seems dangerous to me.
No. For the record, set the record straight. Now that all the sales records are in, Kim Kardashian and Kanye West cover on Vogue magazine did not sell 500,000 copies, sold about 265,000. Did not outsell Michelle Obama or Beyonce's covers, as early reported a couple of weeks ago.
Good.
By the way, Kim and Kanye were also at Floyd Mayweather's fight last week, sitting next to Justin Bieber and his crew. Kanye quickly demanded that they change their seats. He didn't want to be sitting next to Justin Bieber.
Oh, yeah. Kanye West doesn't want to sit by certain people.
Yeah, exactly.
Brother.
There you go. By the way, Kim and Kanye reportedly were going to get married last weekend, but they never did get married. They are still arguing over the prenup. This from a couple that said, quote, our love is based on trust. End quote.
Wait, not married. Don't they have a child?
They have a child, yeah, but I don't know how that happened.
What? That's impossible.
I know it's impossible. They can't have sex if they're not married. There'll be no coitus going on here.
Wow.
See what I did there?
Yeah.
Worked
yeah.
in coitus?
Coitus.
Yeah. There you go. Love the coitus. PETA, which stands for people that eat tasty animals, I believe.
Uh-huh.
Protest the Kentucky Derby, they'll be at the Preakness, they'll be at the Belmont, say that those races treat horses cruelly. Also demanding that all horse carriage rides in New York Central Park be ended.
Yeah, that one I don't get. Like, that's a cruel thing,
horse
pulling a carriage? Really?
Unbelievable. I love animals. Frank O knows I love animals. And speaking of animal lovers, Billy Joel. He loves animals. His birthday's tomorrow. He's doing a concert at Madison Square Garden, and all the money from the concert will be donated to the New York Animal Shelters to save dogs' lives. All the money.
He's a really talented guy, that Billy Joel.
I like Billy Joel. And there's a really weird lawsuit that I thought was so bizarre that you needed to hear about. A guy in New York lived in a no-smoking apartment. So when he wanted a cigarette, he would go out and sit on his second-floor window ledge. Well, somebody called the police. The police saw him from a distance. They thought he was a suicide, that he might jump. So they went around to the other side of his apartment through the front door, broke down the door, rushed him, gagged him, put him in a straitjacket, and took him to Bellevue Mental Hospital. 24-hour observation. He got out, sued the city of New York and the police, won $40,000.
Well, he should have.
Should have won. What are the cops doing? Gagging you?
Mind your own business.
Mental hospital? Come on, man. It's got to be late, so we'll go right to it. And finally. Wow. How much money does the commissioner of the NFL make, Roger Goodell? Does he make $24, $34, $44 million?
I'll go right in the middle, 34.
I'll say 24.
Well, knowing how much money is in sports, I'll take the top number.
I want to be exact. $44,200,000.
$44,200,000.
Wow. Fabulous. Hey, have a... It probably gets good seats, too. I'm guessing. Probably good seats. Have a great day. Talk to you tomorrow. We're back coming in live and all about things.
What does it actually mean that you're the commissioner? What do you have to do? The rules are already made. You're not. I mean, what do you do? Enforce what? I don't know what that means. And I don't really know.
And he bargains with the players' union and stuff. I think.
You know, the contracts, the NFL contracts.
There's a lot
contract,
of that stuff that I don't understand. Yeah. I'm not a high society, big business person, like a board of directors. Sometimes I think they don't do much of anything. They have a meeting. Many times they get paid. Then they go home. And you know, any more business, you know, this meeting is closed. I don't know. Sometimes I'm sure they get a lot done. Other times I'm not so sure. Either way, that's a good gig for Roger, $40-something million. That was Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. Associated Physicians Group, APG. Good way to remember it, all pain gone, because that's exactly what happens and has happened for thousands of people who have been through their physical therapy and pain management centers, is that all the pain they had is gone. APGpain.com is their website. They're in the physical therapy and pain management business. Now, they have three locations in Illinois. O'Fallon, Illinois, Swansea, Illinois, in Edwardsville, Illinois. In Missouri, at least at this point, they do have in Creve Coeur the alternative to knee replacement program. Now, that's what they have in Missouri, not to be confused with that and all the other services in Illinois. And the people who go there are people of all ages. Like our talent show today, our youngest contestant was 21, and the oldest today was 61. Look at that, 40s, 50s, nice cross-section. Same thing happens at APG. They see people who walk in there in their 20s, people who are elderly, people who this past winter fell on the ice and did something, young people who maybe did something, I don't know, on their little baseball team or whatever. There are lots of reasons, hundreds or more of reasons that people need physical therapy and pain management, and that's what they do. And they have a highly trained staff to help you get through that whole process. And your goal, and they know what your goal is, get rid of the pain. You don't want to live your life on painkillers or have surgery unnecessarily. And you shouldn't have to be in any kind of therapy forever. Some things take longer than others. Check it out. You got nothing to lose, except you know that this is something you should take a look at, because you are really in good hands. I know somebody else has that slogan, you're in good hands, but you are at APG. I would suggest you go to their website. When you do, keep in mind they're in the process of redoing their website, so there are a couple of seminars listed on there from March. Ignore that part. That'll be updated very soon, any day. But pay attention to the heart of the website, where it explains what they do and how they do it. APGpain.com.
Meet me.
Let's get our final check on traffic right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
You're still running slow on westbound 40 between Kings Highway and McCausland, and that incident that was on the Boone Bridge blocking a lane really backed traffic up between Boone's Crossing and Long all the way to the Boone Bridge. Slow on southbound 270 between Page and 40, and then it's just a little heavy, we'll call it, from that point down through Doherty Ferry. Westbound 44 looks a lot better. You're still a little bit slow from the Guy Road overpass in those right lanes ramping onto 270, and heavy again from Mraz through Bowles. On eastbound 40 downtown, things have thinned out towards the Poplar Street Bridge, but you're still running slow eastbound 5564 from the bridge through the 70 split. Southbound 170, we're heavy from south of Olive down through Highway 40, and it looks like westbound 70, just a little slowdown now between 170 and Lindbergh. And this traffic report is brought to you by Advil Congestion Relief. It's the only cold medicine that delivers a 1-2 punch at pain and sinus pressure with Advil Plus, a proven nasal decongestant in a single pill. Use as directed. Find at Walmart. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Severe weather can happen at any time. At any time. Even if your power goes out, you can still tap the app. The KTRS app on your phone for the latest real-time updates on the latest weather conditions and warnings. We keep the information streaming live at KTRS.com. The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
If you've tried everything and still have pain,
ow,
you need athletic sports medicine.
Their medical doctors will diagnose and rehabilitate your injury with manual therapy, acupuncture, chiropractic care, and sports psychology coaching. Dr. Williams has developed Dr. Hydrate as a sports drink for total body hydration and muscle energy. With no preservatives, artificial flavors, or colors, Dr. Hydrate delivers improved hydration and performance. Athletic Sports Medicine at 94 and Hamseth Roads in St. Charles can help. Call 636-552-4275. Online at athleticsportsmedicine.com.
This Mother's Day, give mom something you haven't given her before. Hi, this is Angela Ricketts, founder of Better Life Maids. As a busy mom myself, let me fill you in on the perfect gift that all the moms on your list really want. A sparkling clean house from Better Life Maids. Let Better Life Maids do all the dirty work while you get all the hugs and kisses. Book your cleaning today. Visit betterlifemaids.com or call 877-MAID-TIME, M-A-I-D-T-I-M-E.
Well, this week flew by. It's over for me. Not really. I'm on assignment. Sometimes I explain to you that assignment is quite time-consuming. Start about midnight tonight and go till the wee hours of Saturday morning. Hey, but enough about me and my problems. Thank you for joining us. Thanks to all our talent today on the call. We'll do it again next Thursday. Outside of that, get out and have some fun and have, what is today? Don't tell me, I know. Have a great Thursday evening, everybody.
Fox 2 News at 6 on KTRS is presented by Bowen Dental Care. All your family's dental needs under one roof by a family that cares. Call Bowen Dental Care at 314-921-3500. In your car, on your way home. Need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis. You can count on. This is Fox 2 News.
Probably thought nobody was home, and there you have a Vietnam vet standing there with a gun when you walked in the door.
An apparent would-be burglar shot and killed by a Metro East homeowner. What we're learning about the homeowner's background. The FBI at a Metro East medical building, the office they raided.
All around St. Louis, things are covered in green. What it is and how long it's going to be around.
First at 6, a St. Clair County homeowner shot and killed a man he said was invading his home. Fox 2's Betsy Bruce reports the investigation is still underway. She joins us now from the shooting scene south of Cahokia. Betsy.
Well, Sandy, law enforcement officers arrived here at this rural home on M Station Road to find a dead man in the driveway and the back door broken down. The owner had called for help, saying that someone was breaking into his house. State police and deputies from the St. Clair County Sheriff's Department responded just after 1 p.m., as you can see.